We often talk about living in the information age, but the research stack we're covering today argues that label is, well, it's actually outdated.
Right. The whole argument here, and this is from a paper called The Epistemic Intermediary, is that we've moved on. We're in an era of curation and synthesis.
Curation and synthesis. So we're not seekers of raw data anymore.
Not really. We're consumers of mediated interpretations.
Okay, to make that real for you listening, just think about the last piece of news you saw today. Did you actually click the link? Did you read the full study, the whole article? Or did you just, watch a TikTok breakdown or scan the AI summary?
And if you did the latter, you're plugging directly into what they call the synthesis engine.
And it makes perfect sense why.
It does. I mean, this goes back to Herbert Simon's attention economy. He said, a wealth of information creates a poverty of attention. We're cognitively exhausted.
So we outsource the hard work. We let curators do the heavy lifting to save that mental energy.
Exactly. And the research brings up Harold George's seek, sense, share framework.
Right, the seek, sense, share. I want to dig into that middle part, the sense, because seeking and sharing seems straightforward enough.
That's the pivot point. Seek is just navigating the information tidal wave. Share is pushing it out. But sense, that's where personal reflection comes in. You're not just passing on data.
You're constructing new meaning from it.
You're constructing a new reality in a way. And that is how you get the rise of the newsfluencer.
The source material points to creators like Dylan Page, News Daddy.
Or V. Spehar, who famously reports the news from under a desk.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Being under the desk isn't just a quirk, is it?
No, it's a signal. It conveys safety, intimacy. It feels less like a formal broadcast and more like a friend telling you what's going on. And it is working.
How do we know it's working?
Well, the Pew Research data from 2024 and 2025 is pretty clear. Trust in these influencers hit 68%,
68. Wow.
which actually put them just ahead of traditional news outlets, which are sitting at 67%.
But here's the issue the research gets into: the degrees of separation. When I watch a summary of a summary, I'm getting pretty far away from the actual event.
That's what they call the provenance problem. You completely lose the ability to trace where a fact originated. And this isn't just a human issue anymore.
Right. It's bleeding into AI.
It's leading to something computer scientists are really worried about called model collapse.
Model collapse. That sounds terminal. Break that down for us.
Think of it like a digital game of telephone. An AI model is trained on content generated by other AIs, or maybe by influencers summarizing other summaries.
You okay?
The signal degrades with each step. Eventually, the model is just training on its own distorted echoes. The original truth gets lost in this plausible-sounding nonsense.
Which brings us to the future of the web itself. The research maps out this evolution from Web 1.0, the library model, all the way to Web 4.0.
Web 4.0 or the synthesis engine.
And in that world, the click is basically dead.
It is. In the old days of search engines, success was getting you to click a blue link. Now, with Web 4.0, autonomous agents just give you the answer directly.
That completely changes the internet economy. We've spent 2 decades focused on SEO, search engine optimization.
And now the conversation is shifting to GEO,
GEO.
Generative Engine Optimization. The new goal isn't getting a user to visit your site. It's about getting the AI to trust your content enough to cite you in its final synthesized answer.
So we get efficiency, right? A smooth, easy narrative. But the trade-off is we lose the ability to easily verify the source.
Exactly. We're moving from a culture of discovery to a culture of synthesis. We're basically accepting a reality that is, in many cases, a copy of a copy.
So here's a thought we want to leave you with. If an AI summarizes an influencer who summarized an article that summarized an event, at what point does the truth just disappear entirely?
And are we content with a reality that is purely a synthesis?
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.